Speaking with Jim Cuddy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Rob. How are you?
Pretty good. So how's the tour going so far?
It's really fun. We started in November in the East Coast. So we did Newfoundland and the East Coast. But this, right after New Year's, we started in balmy Nanaimo, and we're kind of working our way into the heart of winter.
Now, you were actually just here in September with Blue Rodeo, and now you're back 4 months later. Is back-to-back touring like this tiring?
It probably should be, but there's no option for me. Like, my solo stuff gets slotted into the breaks for Blue Rodeo.
Mm.
Well, I knew, you know, a year ago, I knew that there was going to be Blue Rodeo going to play till just after Labor Day, and that'll be it. And so I had pretty much the fall and the winter to do my tour. So, you know, I don't mind. I mean, I like doing the work, and I love playing with this band. So if I want to do it, I have to do back-to-back. So it's okay. Small price to pay.
It seems that most tours that take you through Western Canada include a Banff stop. So tell us about your connection to this place.
Well, years ago after high school, I spent a year working at the Springs. And then the next summer, I worked at Lake Louise. And Greg worked 2 years in Lake Louise. So we have a long history with the mountains. And I was really, like, by the time I had lived there for a year, I was really familiar with the mountains. I get the same feeling when I come back, just this feeling of freedom and just joy. And so, you know, first of all, the Banff Center is a great place to play. And the Air Carvey Theater. We have lots of friends there. We always arrange a ski day, or I have hockey friends who play some hockey. And so there's no downside to stopping in Banff.
I'm actually kind of curious about how the Jim Cuddy Band songwriting process goes. So when you're sitting down to write music, do you say to yourself, this would be a better Blue Rodeo song versus this would be a better song for my solo stuff? Or do you just focus on one project at a time?
I really just focus on one project at a time because I don't ever want Blue Rodeo to feel like I'm editing and saving stuff for myself. So I start completely fresh once when the Blue Rodeo record, when the things that we left behind was done and we started touring, I knew that I could start writing for my record. And I just think it's different because when I'm writing for Blue Rodeo, I'm very conscious of the other members of the band and what they will do in the song. So I'm kind of writing for a collective because Blue Rodeo has a very distinct sound. And although, you know, we can certainly change it and do a lot of different things, I hear Greg's voice in the song. I hear the rhythm section. When I'm writing for myself, I simply write for myself, and then I add the components of the members of my band. The members of my band are more like soloists. They have their own individual character, not quite as always as blended with mine. So it ends up being very different, and I think it ends up following a little bit more of a personal line through my own.
Who else makes up the Jim Cuddy Band other than Jim Cuddy?
Colin Cripps is the guitar player and singer. Ann Lindsay, violinist and singer. Basil Donovan, Blue Rodeo, is the bass player. Joel Anderson, the drummer. Steve O'Connor is the keyboardist, and we have this time Bryden Baird as a trumpeter. Bryden was with the horn section with Blue Rodeo a couple of years ago, and recently we come through with Feist. He was in Feist Band for the last couple of years.
You have a great new album out. It's called Skyscraper Soul. I actually find it interesting that it features a song about the royal wedding. Well, why did that event inspire you to write music?
The event itself, I thought, was moving, but the event itself wasn't what inspired me. I think it was that there was so many people paying attention to it, and I wondered what it was that people were getting out of it. If the figures were true and there was 1.5 to 2 billion people watching it, that's a sort of incredible phenomena. And, you know, I started reading about the royal wedding. I very much admired Will. I think he's a very self-sacrificing guy. I think they were a beautiful couple, and it was a beautiful thing. But I think that in this time where people are still struggling to still right the ship that was sort of devastated by the economic downturn, I think that those events have a greater significance because they lift people out of the mire of their life a little bit. And for me, it was funny that it was a royal wedding because it's not something that was on my radar. I didn't even pay attention to it. I only paid attention because I wanted to be one of the 2 billion. You know, so, and I did find it moving.
What can fans expect from a Jim Cuddy Band show?
Well, they're going to get a lot of the new record. I think that this particular show is very much contoured around my voice. You know, that's my chief instrument, so there's going to be a lot of different types of singing. New record, smattering of stuff from the old record. A couple of Blue Rodeo songs that are, I think, characteristic to this band. This band plays them in a different way. Yeah, I mean, the concerts have been very very successful. I think people have really enjoyed themselves.
Jim Cuddy Band, Sunday night at the Banff Center's Eric Harvey Theater. There are still a few tickets available. You can get them through Ticketmaster or Live Nation. Jim, thanks for joining me on the show today, and looking forward to seeing you in concert on Sunday night.
Thanks very much, Rob. Talk to you later.